America weekend. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely face.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
So yesterday, as we're doing some show prep, all of a sudden I get a text from Kara, as she's shopping, by the way, and she mentioned she wants to talk about Airbnb on the show. Perchance, why?
Okay, have you ever Airbnb'd?
No, because I have a problem with going to somebody's house that I don't know or having them come to my house, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's creepy as it sounds.
Yes.
We'll start off there. Here's what happened. This was my first and probably my last and only time Airbnb-ing. Anything.
Okay.
So we did this for New Year's Eve on my girlfriend's recommendation. She had used it before with a lot of success. She really enjoyed it. So there's eight of us, four couples. We Airbnb this home up in northern New Jersey near the ski resort. And we get in. We all kind of arrived and drove. My husband and I were first. We put our food away. By the time we were done getting everything in from the car, our other friends arrived. And we start going about our day. Now, the first thing I noticed, number one, is that they had about 2 inches of snow. Was it a lot of snow? Mm-hmm. The driveway was not clear. The walkway, the patios, nothing was clear of snow.
That's not good.
And I had to, just even when I got there, I had to email the guy and say, hey, you know, we're here. Where's the key? Nobody's home. So he tells us where the key is. He didn't acknowledge my statement when I said that the driveway was clear. I was like, okay, maybe that's not an issue for him. I don't know. Maybe the guy's got insurance coming out of his ears that he doesn't care if I slip and break ahead. My leg onto his walkway.
Go ahead and fall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we mostly stayed because we were all getting there. My whole group loved to cook and to eat. So, I mean, literally, as soon as we walked in the door, we're pulling out food. We're setting up snacks. We're getting things going, getting the kids fed because it was about lunchtime when we got there and just kind of getting things started. We go about our whole evening. We're having ourselves a nice time. We go to put the first child to bed. It's still after the kids stayed up for the new year.
Sure.
Find blood on one of the beds. Yeah, look, see?
Blood.
Blood. I was going to say, I so wish everyone could have seen your face, right?
Ew.
So we take a photo, and this is really an Airbnb issue because there's nothing that tells you what are the minimum standards.
What are the standards? Are there any minimum standards?
Right. Right. I don't know. I still don't know.
No.
Still have no idea. But I'm going to assume blood on the linens is not acceptable at any point.
That kind of lowers the bar. Yes.
Right. But now it's well into New Year's Day, like several hours.
We're well past midnight.
We're well past midnight.
No more Jenny McCarthy. No more Mariah.
No.
It's all a bad memory at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and I'm sitting here and I'm going, so I asked my girlfriend who's done this before. I said, well, what are we supposed to do about this? I said, if there's not a front desk that we can call. So she looks on the website and she finds something, Resolution Center. Okay, well, the Resolution Center gives you the option to request a refund if there's a problem. So, okay, so we go through this. Now, we were charged a $350 cleaning fee for the one night.
Why?
Presumably, I would have had assumed, to have the home cleaned before we there. And once again afterwards. I accept that.
But wait a minute. But shouldn't that just be wrapped up into what you're paying for the room fee itself?
No.
It was on top of.
Now.
Okay.
So we find this, we take photos, we put in, and initially we didn't put in for the full $350 because we thought it was just the one room. Again, we're well into New Year's Day. People are tired. People have had a few drinks.
Sure.
Not necessarily really paying close attention, right? We get up the next morning. We start straightening up, cleaning up. Two more couples find stains on their comforters.
Stains on comforters are never good.
No.
Because your mind starts to wonder.
Your mind starts to wonder.
What is this?
There is a... And this is what I told this guy when I, you know, because he called about my complaint. And I said, you know, there's a level of discomfort that comes with the remainder of the trip.
It's disgusting.
And somebody found clothing in the bed. When they turned down the bed to, like, check the sheets, there was clothing.
What kind of clothing? What was it?
A camisole and a sock.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of fun and frivolity going on in there, and stuff left behind, and in the fit of passion, sometimes you don't take everything back home.
I don't know, but it was just, so the whole thing was weird, right?
And then I should have
taken pictures of this, but the bathroom mirror had like the little spots on it, like when you spit or whatever. It clearly hadn't been wiped. The sink had toothpaste in it, clearly hadn't been wiped.
Right.
So I was like, I didn't take pictures of that though, but I should have. I should have.
You could break the toothpaste off and serve it as after dinner mints. Did you know that's a little food tip right now?
That's super gross, Ed.
Okay, thank you.
Really gross.
Well, I'm just kind of joining
also,
into the
toothpaste
theme.
Has all kinds of things in it that you should not be consuming, by the way.
No, of course not.
Although, so we file a complaint. We asked for the full $350 back because I was like, you know what? Between the driveway, the walkway, the blood on the sheets, clothing in the beds, and the bathroom, this is just, it's not acceptable.
No, it's not.
And not for nothing. My parents were very blessed. We own a home of similar size and scope to this one. My mother's had a cleaning lady for many, many years. $350 is enough money to have someone come before, after, have the driveway done, and you'd still have money left
over. Sure.
So if that's what someone's charging you, you're being overcharged and you're considerably overcharging your guests, number one. Number two, you need to have a conversation with these people because they're not doing their job well, not at all.
And they're not representing Airbnb well.
No.
Because Airbnb is the conduit hooking you up with him.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Airbnb. It's an app. It's an app. That's all it really is.
Yeah. So, well, so like I said, so now we're in this whole argument with this guy. So now he goes on. So I wrote a review of what happened.
Good.
I said what happened. I gave him 3 out of 5 stars. We did still stay the night. The house is nice and spacious. So I'm not ripping him entirely, but the second floor of that house was not prepared for guests to be there. Mm-hmm. Just was not. It wasn't. Sorry.
When you walk in, the first thing you do is you check everything.
Yes, apparently you have to go through, check everything. And then his answer was, well, I didn't see your comment about the driveway, but had you called me right away when you noticed it, I would have sent my cleaning service back out to change the linens. I was like at 3 a.m. on New Year's Day. Your cleaning service was coming
back out. All right, where is the guy at this point? Now, this
He's
is obviously
back
in New
the
Jersey.
House.
Okay. All right. So he must know that there was snow. That's a portion of New Jersey where if there's ever snow in New Jersey, that's where it is.
It's always there.
Okay?
Yes.
So if you own the home there, if you are renting the house there, if there's been any sort of winter activity, you know that there needs to be a cleaning of the walk in the driveway and everything else.
Okay, so his response to that was, well, he lived in one of those like kind of like cookie cutter neighborhoods where all the houses, it's like the same 4 houses and they just flip flop them down the street.
Right.
And someone will come to plow the driveway, but it's a minimum of 4 inches. This was only 2 inches.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it still froze overnight and was a skating rink the next morning. His response was, well, had you called me, I would have told you where the salt and the shovel was. I'm on vacation, man. My job is not to shovel your driveway.
No, the idea is you're choosing Airbnb over a conventional hotel or other lodging options. When you go to a hotel or other lodging options that you're paying good money for, you do not have to shovel your own snow to get to that lodging option. That is part and parcel of what you're supposed to get in the fee.
Yeah, and the B&B stands for bed and breakfast. I mean, it is still supposed to be a hotel experience without the fees and the price of a hotel. I mean, that's
but with minimum standards of safety and cleanliness, which you did not have,
which we
with
did not
either.
No. So somewhere online, if you do Airbnb, there's some whole write up about how I'm a rude slob somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Hey, it gives me a reason to go online later on.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it gives the host the opportunity to write a review about the guest, and the guest an opportunity. So he got a bad review as well. But there's a couple things missing, and this is why I'd like to actually call Airbnb's customer service and say, listen, first of all, I'll never use your service again because that was beyond creepy. And second of all, a few ways that you could help people is, I think when someone books, especially for the very first time, you need to send them a document that says, listen, these are the minimum standards that we require of all of our hosts. You should check the house when you get there and make sure that they've met these standards. You should call your host if there's. I didn't know that was the answer. I would have assumed to call Airbnb, not the host.
That's what I would think too.
And that's what we did.
And because they're the ones providing you. Because you wouldn't have known this guy from Adam.
I don't know this person from
or
Adam.
If the house was available, it's Airbnb's responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's the same thing with Uber. It's the same thing with a lot of these quote unquote, as I'm doing air quotes, companies that simply exist as an app.
As a conduit between the general public.
And then remove themselves from responsibility when there's trouble, when there's goodness going on. Oh, look at what we're doing here. We're bringing people together. It's kumbaya. No, it's not. Especially when you walk in there and you got to slip and slide into the house and then you got to lay on somebody else's love tron there from the night before.
That's wrong.
That's
so like I said, so now we're in the midst of trying to get are $350. Now, and listen, I feel that for all that, I was very kind in only asking for the $350 because I very easily could have asked for a full rip. If I was at a hotel, I would have said the night's for free. So I have all these nasty words about me now online.
You're a public figure. I'm a public figure.
Right.
I don't need my name dragged around.
Our reputation, our careers are our reputation.
Right. I think we should get in touch with Airbnb. They've already been made aware of the situation. Now I think they should be made aware. You know what? Well, we just happen to have this little thing called a nationally syndicated radio show, and we can help other people like this as well.
Yeah.
Because this has not happened only to you.
And again, and like I said, it's not so much to put them on blast as it is to have them come and kind of answer some questions about their company and their service and maybe, you know, take
maybe
some suggestions.
Maybe improve the situation. Yeah.
And listen, what I would love for everybody to do who's listening is if you have used Airbnb, tweet us about
idea.
It.
You That's
know,
a really good
at,
idea.
At Kalegi, at Cara DeFalco, hashtag America Weekend, hashtag Airbnb.
Yes.
And
let us
know.
Yeah.
And if you have a question, ask the question, because if we do get somebody, we'll ask that for you. We'll pass that on.
All right, we're going to do that. We will reach out and see, and hopefully next week we can get somebody on and kind of check the temperature of Airbnb.
Yes.
All right, so this should be fun, but I'm glad you brought that up. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.